God honestly don't think you're a fucking drug addict, but someone from the outside that's not taking drugs,
like me,
you're a fucking drug addict. God damn, that song never gets old. That is Pillars by Vela Maya. We're going to talk about that song later on, but man, heavy, just destroy your face. You want to break your face. It's ridiculous. Oh man, I got a physical therapy appointment tomorrow, and the wonderful iPhone's reminding me. Had Paul Gomez on. Great talk. Super fun. Talked about drugs, had a drink. May have smoked a little mota, but, you know, I have my medical cards, so...
Booyah, motherfuckers.
Anyways, I just want to reiterate, me and Paul do not condone drugs. This is just kind of an honest podcast coming from honest people, and we kind of want to tear down the walls that, you know, people put up. We got to be more honest. We got to connect people on a higher level, especially in... where we're coming from. I always want people to be honest and happy. So, hope you can smile from it. We had a good time doing it. We'll probably do it again. Excuse the dust, but, you know, it is what it is. Also, side note, if you guys want to get a hold of Paul Barbarian Beard on Instagram, his name is Paul Gomez. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's Mo Like Space on Instagram, if you guys got one. And drop me a line, say hello, follow me. I don't know. I want to connect. Let's get happy. Let's get some stories told. Let's get connected. Hope you enjoy the game of life. I think that's the loosely running title that Paul figured out, but we'll see. So enjoy it. Thanks. Bye. Oh, and letting you know, there was a point in the podcast in the middle. It dropped. I think I got up, took a piss, and I don't know how to use the fucking thing. Fucked it up somehow, but it only skipped out on about 2 minutes. So if you hear it jumping around a little bit in the middle of this, it's because I fucked it up. So again, sorry. And drop me a line if you guys got some good books. I'm reading the DMT, the Spirit Molecule. Fascinating, good book. If you want to know anything about DMT and the effects on the body, interesting, pretty good. You get some good insights to some really courageous psychonauts that are changing the world, I believe. But, yeah, anything good, drop me a line. Let me know. Let me know what's going down. I'm trying to learn how to read. Never figured that part out in my life, so turning that new page. But, yeah, get connected, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, so welcome. First podcast in, I got my best friend.
Thank you for having me.
Best friend, years in the game of life.
The game of life. 10 remember years? That song? You hear that? Remember that
I
song?
I know this. I know the album.
Arsonist Gets All the Girls.
Arsonist Gets All the Girls. Game of Life. Probably the best album when it came out. I think that was on heavy rotation here for me.
Yeah. Well, for those of you that don't know, that's some fucking hardcore.
We might put an excerpt in from the thing. I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes. Cool.
Game of Life.
Game of Life.
That's this what is we the game call of life.
Oh shit.
Moe's Game of Life.
Moe's Game of Life. Welcome to the Game of Life. Me and Paul thinking about talking about.
Well, yeah, we're gonna talk about. I think ecstasy.
Drugs. I mean,
because drugs. They're the only bad when you get addicted to them. Right? They're not
great. I'm going to tell my kids that.
Or what about when you die?
Drugs are only bad when you get addicted. Or when you die from them, I guess. Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. Addiction leads to overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, addiction leads to spending all your money, leads to you being broke, leads to having to suck dick for whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, yeah,
and then it ends
normal.
Up being too much dick that you suck.
And then you don't, it doesn't pay
and then
off
you
in
OD,
the end.
No, because then you suck so much dick, you get so many drugs that
Basketball
you fucking
Diaries.
OD on it.
Basketball Diaries. Leonardo DiCaprio sucked dick in that movie.
That was a good movie, yeah.
Fuck, that Leo was weird. DiCaprio, probably in his early 20s.
Damn, that was a good movie.
Was it a good movie? Sucking Dick doesn't sound
No, Sucking Dick does not sound fun.
Like a good time for me.
Was it Mark Wahlberg in that movie, too?
Yeah, that fool
was all ripped and good right now.
I'm going to try to talk to the radio here. Frank's going inside. So, Paul, best friend, 10 years. Frank, probably known since I was a kid. He's gone now. But Paul, about 10 years, living with him now. I live with you. I live probably 10 steps down the hallway.
Yeah, you're the first person I moved out with, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We moved out together.
4 something years ago?
That's right. We were, like, really good friends, and we just, like, fuck it, let's move out.
Yeah. I got my new promotion at the company I was working for.
And I was making shit. I think I was making, I was making, like, $16 an hour.
You were in the apprenticeship, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the apprenticeship. Mm. But what was our rent? What was our rent? Do you remember?
Fucking... $1,284 or something.
$1,300 like for a 2-story fucking condo in Corona, California, mind you.
Inland Empire.
But $1,300 for like, what was it, 1,000 square feet? It wasn't even that big.
No, it was okay. It was 2 stories. You got the master, I got the other master.
Oh, God. And the stories that come from.
Well, so what happened was that after we started doing all those drugs?
No, okay, no.
Or is that during the
drugs?
Time.
The drugs happened because probably at one point or another, he might have seen one or two, brought over something, and then, you know, you get hooked. And then you're not ruining your life, but you're borderline ruining your life.
Did he introduce it to all of us?
Oh, no, you did. It was Colin.
Oh, it was me and Colin. Yeah, he came later.
Shit. That's fucking right.
So
clear my memory. Thank you, sir.
Remember I was in that band that we're not going to mention?
I shouldn't even say. Yeah, we're not going to say the name of the band. We're not going to say the name of the person either.
Well, Colin's fine. It's a random person, right?
Colin,
if you hear this, we miss you, man.
Fucker, I love you.
I think I sent you a message. You never replied back to me. That was a year or something ago.
You son of a bitch. I need to see you.
We had bought some on tour, or we took some on tour to sell or something or other, dude. We bought some.
FYI. You played in a band, went on tour, traveled a pretty good portion of the United States.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that later, but yeah,
I got some good stories with, like, bands and knife fights.
Stealing. Jesus Christ.
Stealing our money because we wanted weed and this guy said he was... Nah, anyways, that's beside the point. We'll tell that one another time. Fuck, dude, the guys that we hung out with in San Diego, those guys are intense.
Oh, fuck, that one band, that's right. I remember when you're hanging out with them. Anyways, back to the story at hand.
Sorry, we keep drifting.
Don't drift. Stay local.
So, we'd either purchased a boat to sell to, you know, make some money to have some on tour. All of a sudden, we fucking doing the whole thing, right? These things were called pink CDs. It's ecstasy, right? Uh-huh. And I think it's the first time we introduced it to each other.
I think the pink CDs were the ones you guys got at one point.
Oh, man, those things were so good. It makes me almost want to do it again now.
Oh, Jesus.
So I think the first time I did it with you was, it was a UFC fight. BJ Penn versus George St. Pierre. That was at Joey's house.
Oh, fuck.
Remember that?
And they were yellow.
Were those yellow?
I think they were yellow. I want to say there's yellow spacemen. But who freaking really knows, you know? I've seen so many different shapes.
For sure, the first ones you ever did was in my car with me. Oh, sorry. There's a helicopter.
Helicopter.
Behind. We're outside, by the way.
Oh, shit.
On the golf course.
Police.
Let it fly over.
That airplane is low as shit. Why the helicopter? Anyways, back to the story at hand.
Damn, my eyes are chipping. I've been playing video games too
long. Oh yeah, too many video games. Watching Game of Thrones. Dude, Game of Thrones.
I know. You're drifting again. We gotta stop.
Oh yeah, fuck.
God, you went off on another tangent.
We'll bring up Game of Thrones again.
So, Jesus. I guess the reason we're talking about ecstasy is because there's a lot of people that have fallen into bad places with drugs. Other people who have had a good experience with drugs.
It's like a difference, like, you almost, like, you don't think you're a drug addict.
Yeah.
Like, you really, like, God honestly don't think you're a fucking drug addict. But someone from the outside that's not taking drugs.
Like me?
You're a fucking drug addict. You know what I mean? Like, but when you're in it, like, you don't, it doesn't feel like.
No, right? Because you're in the moment. You take it and you're just like, oh, I don't fucking care. I'm in Vegas.
No, it's because you don't villainize the drug.
No, because it's so.
I think of it as like a more positive thing. It's more.
I mean, like, it helps to like talk about it and, you know, share stories and shit.
But I don't even think of it as like a negative per se. Like, let's say, you know, a lot of people that would never take ecstasy, and I don't mind those people, but they might look on me. I'm a drug addict.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, not now. I don't do anything
there's
now.
There's a point, and there's a place to take them. You know, I mean, you're going to a rave. God damn, you better fucking take something good.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus. Yeah.
Now, I mean, if you, like, okay, I'm going down to the bar. You don't need to fucking take any ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Maybe you go to Vegas.
I don't know. I've taken ecstasy at a bar.
I know. That's what, I know you have. But I think
you're right.
Surpassed any of us.
Dude, like.
On the ecstasy pill popping spree.
Yeah, I went nuts. Like, what was it? Like, I think it did in a day. What's the most you've ever done in a day?
Seven. And that was with you.
And that was with me. And that was probably on double that.
Yeah, probably. I remember we went to Vegas. It was just me and you. And,
oh, I'm so stupid. And then, like, I would drop them two at a time.
Was it Cassie, Christine, and
I don't even
Alicia?
Know. I don't even know.
We're not saying last names, but anyways.
Yeah, you gotta stop naming any first names. It was a group of girls or
anyways,
guys.
It was just us, and it was a good. It was like a friends trip. But me and you, I don't know how we took a lot of pills. I think we took 50 pills between both of us.
No, yeah, we took. I remember this trip. It was like we took 54 pills,
and
it was between four people.
I didn't eat for 2 days because of that.
Yeah, it was.
We rolled
crazy.
All night. Barely
oh,
got any sleep.
On the street with you.
Dude,
rolling balls.
Yeah, we wake up. It's like, dude, it's like we get like an hour's rest just trying to sleep. You're just staring at the ceiling. You don't fucking sleep. And then we're walking back down to the casino. It's like 10 in the morning, 8 in the morning, something like that. And the first thing we do is like just take
two. Oh, I remember that.
And next thing you know, we're on the strip, full daylight, sitting by a fountain, just laughing at people, you know, doing their little head bobbing thing. Your jaw keeps going left and right.
Jesus Christ, dude. It's such a crazy place.
The night before, remember, I'd met that girl whose 21st birthday.
And you were gambling with her, and we were watching you, and you would not get the fuck up off the table.
I was so
you were just
fucking
stuck by her side.
So you know how you're not supposed to lean on the, you know, the tables in Vegas. You know, they'll yell at you, and they yelled at me pretty much the whole time I was standing
there.
Yeah,
because you kept fucking leaning.
Oh, man, I couldn't.
You didn't
help
know
it.
How to hold yourself up. Gravity was pulling you to the floor.
See, the thing is, now a few years have passed. I don't remember what she looked like. I don't know if she was hot or not. Because we went back to go hang out with them, and we were rolling again when we went to go hang out with them.
I don't remember meeting them in one, really. I don't remember meeting any of them, really. God. I don't remember faces. I remember places. I remember where we were. I remember how you did it. But anything after, like, when I was staring at you sitting next to her, like, rubbing your leg, telling her to fucking good job, babe. Anything other than that, I don't know, man. That's pretty
God
much all I remember.
Damn.
And you met her that fucking night.
It was cool. It was her birthday. I was fucking rolling. I was fucked up. Who cares?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And see, that's when you become that person where once you get to that point, fuck.
Yeah, you get to that point.
And it's not even bad. We're not even bad. This is like at the lower
spectrum.
We're at the lower.
Dude, wrong. What's weird is that, like, through all in all, I've always kept a job. I've never been late. I never call out. I never ever have excuses for anything. That's my number one thing is, like, work. I'm, like, performing. You know? You gotta, like, put forth your best foot.
Yeah.
And then that reflects onto you, and you pay your dues up front. And
it's
then
just,
towards the end, you get your fucking end shot, you know? You're drinking your whiskey on your table, like, or whatever. But
I mean, it's just being responsible. I mean, you're gonna do it and be responsible. You still have some shit you gotta do the next day. God damn, you better fucking do it.
And it's gonna be done. And then I'm gonna party at night. You gotta make sure it's done.
You just gotta live life however you wanna do it.
Yeah. Right?
But just don't have it affect other people in a negative way.
Exactly. Definitely. Where the fuck did we get lost in the ecstasy story? You with a girl?
No, we were talking about your pills. First time doing it.
No, 50 pill weekend. No,
but we drifted off again. But we were talking about your first time ever doing it. I think you were a bit skeptical.
I was way skeptical. Like, yeah. What do you... Okay.
Yeah, me and
hold
Miles.
Hold on. Basis for me. I was dating a Mormon chick through high school. So, pretty much through high school, I was... Or through, like, the end of my junior high to the beginning of my freshman's sophomores, I was oblivious to drugs, to fucking alcohol. I didn't care. I was with a girl that I was going to be with forever. We were going to have kids. And that was going to happen. Like, that was, like, a fucking normal thing.
But don't you have to be part of the Mormon community to be able to...
Exactly. That's a whole other fucking story.
We're going to go back to that.
Yeah, that's like, a classic part of what would make you up as a person. But, you know, it is what it is. But, anyways.
So, you're very skeptical about it.
Skeptical because I'm not a big drinker.
And I was already...
into religion and shit. So, I was already...
So, I think me and Miles, we convinced you to do it, right? We're like, dude, just do it. Take half, and we'll take the other half.
I think that's how it went.
So,
pretty sure.
So, we gave you the half, and I don't know if you took the other half before or after we got in the car.
The other half.
Because I remember we got in my car, and you're like, you're already doing the little, fuck, this feels good, your hands are clammy. Yeah, you feel that elation, like you're just...
Your chest.
You're like you're elated.
You start taking deep breaths.
Yep.
And you're like... Really deep breaths.
And you just start moving your head left and right, weaving in and out.
Hey, I'm
and
here,
then,
yeah.
Boom! We throw on, what band was that?
Oh, fuck. Veil of Maya.
Oh, Veil of Maya. Oh, my God. Anybody who knows that band, it's a head.
If you guys ever heard the song, listen to it on Ecstasy. It's way better. Not saying that it's not, it's bad. Like, I love the song.
It's like techy,
but
super.
Like, when it came out, it was like fucking brand new.
Dude, that shit, when it came out, we listened to it in my car when you were on Ecstasy, was brand new. It made the song so much better because you don't know what's coming, dude. And it's just one of those head boppers, dude. Just like,
dude, it is. It literally bounces your head.
Gosh.
You can't not help but bounce your head along with it. It's that good of a song, definitely.
And if you don't do that when you hear that song,
you're
fucking a fucking moron,
tripping.
And you don't know
it's a problem.
Rhythm. Anybody that has any sort of rhythm can, you know, nod their head to that song.
Fuck it. Jesus, man. Anyways,
it's
where
just
the fuck
a head-banging song.
Where the fuck were we?
So
I keep getting we get sidetracked.
Sorry.
And then we don't even know where we are.
That's pretty bad. Well, we're just telling the story the first time you took it, and then from there, it was just all uphill.
No, everything
I'd
was
say
uphill
from there.
That's weird because like people talk about you being this drug addict. I mean, the come down's low, but the high is fucking high.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Which is why I've never rubbed so many shoulders in Vegas. I literally would just, hey, you want a back rub? You know? Or you fucking wouldn't even ask him, just start rubbing shoulders. Oh, okay.
Or somebody rub ears and you don't even know who the fuck it is.
Las Vegas,
like,
New Year's on Ecstasy is like...
I'm sorry, my friend. I didn't join you for that one.
But I've done it a couple times, but you've never been there once?
I haven't been there once for New Year's.
No way.
Uh-uh.
Dude, best place ever. Anywhere on this planet, Earth, and they're all... I'm by myself. I disappear from the group and I end up alone. But, like, talking to just fucking whoever.
Uh-huh.
It just happens.
Well, I mean, on New Year's, everybody's drunk, everybody's happy, everybody's friendly. They close the strip down, and you can walk across the street and fucking hang out with people.
Yeah, true.
You know, you're not going to run into an asshole, maybe, but...
If you do run into an asshole, you hug it out.
Only if you're on Ecstasy.
Only if you're on Ecstasy. True that. Fuck.
Let's see.
Hold on.
What?
Where you at?
I'm lost. We're not lost. We're just talking about ecstasy. And I'd have to say, out of everybody, you were the one that took the most.
Oh, fuck. We still haven't said how many I've taken in one day.
Yeah, what's the most you've taken in one day?
Pretty sure I took 12.
Fuck.
But I want to say I took 14. But I don't know if I took 14. Because at a point in that day, it might have blended with another day. But I can't remember.
And I mean, that number may not even be that bad compared to some other people.
Yeah, fucking, like, for me, it's like, I wasn't fucked up.
I mean, you were fucked up when you were on it. Yeah. But it's not like you wanted it all the time. When you were on it, though, Mo was gone. Mo was like a little zombie, just fucking...
But it was like...
Moving his head back and forth, talking to himself. That's the only thing you
really,
like,
I really, 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 honest to godly embraced it.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
And wrote it out like a champ. Like, I just write, like, you know how you gotta, like, almost when you do mushrooms, you gotta let your brain go?
Yeah, don't fight it.
Don't fight it. Yeah. You know, you gotta do mushrooms, and you're going, or you're doing acid, you gotta, like, you gotta do the same thing. You gotta let your brain go. You can't fucking have your brain in the game, because it fucks it up. Nope. It's the same for the way I do ecstasy. You just gotta take your brain out of it. And then, like, the ecstasy
just takes
over.
Yeah, we sound like fucking pill poppers, right?
Yeah, you know, fucking, just talking about it happens. But, I mean, it's funny because I'm pretty sure, you know, everybody really, you know, I don't fucking hide it.
Oh,
I've never really hidden it.
Anybody that asks me how many drugs I've done, you know, I tell them.
I don't hide it from my girlfriend. I don't hide it from...
I just did cocaine this weekend.
Jesus Christ. And we're trying to get on the straight now.
I mean, we are, but all in its own fun, right?
Oh, fuck.
It has its own place. Okay?
Oh, definitely. But, you know, we're trying to play it straight and narrow here.
Like what we said in the beginning of the podcast, drugs aren't bad. It's only when you do too many of them.
Don't get addicted to them, children.
It's only when addiction hits.
When you're sucking dick, that's addiction.
Yeah, when you're sucking dick to get a hit, then
when
you're kind of...
dick's happening in your face.
You've gone,
like,
off the deep end,
really,
there,
like,
my friend.
As that fucking penis hits your lips.
No way. It's gross. Again. You're like, oh, I gotta suck that dick because that fucking hit's going to be so good.
But I'm not addicted yet.
Oh, God.
The fuck. But still, yeah, I guess technically we sound like pill poppers, but...
Jesus. So for you, like, what was, when you took them, what was the best part about it? Why did you continue to take so many of them?
For me, like, once I stopped feeling, like, a percentage of it, like, oh, I'm ready for another one.
It's what, like, was the best feeling?
You want to keep that hot. You want to, like, I guess that's the most dangerous part, because you want to stay peak.
Well, what was your favorite part about the peak? Like, what... part of the drug, like, what
I think
feeling,
it's like,
you know,
like,
the body
taken
higher,
a piss,
yeah,
like, the only way, okay, this is the best way I described it to anybody I've ever talked to.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you've ever yawned, the best yawn you've ever yawned, long, hard, deep, your teeth, like, clench because you're yawning so hard, like, your body can't stop but yawn. Like, just have that go on for
Don't
about
you
an hour.
With your mouth open?
Like, just, like, whatever. Your teeth were closed because you yawned for so long. Your body tenses up. But, like, imagine that feeling for about an hour. Or however long the drug lasts.
Which is why you do the whole
Yeah, you're
deep
stretching.
Stretching.
Your chest gets bigger. Your arms get bigger. You want to squeeze things.
It's like a feeling of love. You have so much love.
A bucket of sand.
God,
I'm telling you, like, a bucket of sand is like a fucking...
bucket of sand?
A bucket of sand. You put your hand in the bucket of sand.
Oh, yeah. It's
or
nice.
the bucket of rice. The rice feels pretty weird.
The nice... let's say the really fine beach sand. Nice and warm. Hasn't been hitting the sun too long.
Work.
It's like super fine
beach sand. The nice beach sand.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's what you make sandcastles out of. Shit.
Yeah. I don't know what else you make sandcastles out of. Okay, sand, beach sand.
Anyways,
so for you it was that
off of what we were talking
No, I was talking about your favorite.
Feel my peak. Why do I do it? Why do I do it? Yeah, the peak. But I'm like, I figured it out. Like, I'm more of an instant gratification. Like, give me my fucking thing. Would you rather have it in 5 minutes from now cooked, or you can take it medium rare in 1 minute? I'll take it medium rare in 1 minute, please. You know? Like, I'm not going to wait 5 minutes to have it perfect. I'm going to just take it, that shit, almost raw.
Well, medium rare, rare is pretty good. I think
you know, like fuck, that was a bad explanation. It was a horrible fucking analogy. I get it. All right? It was a bad analogy.
Fuck. No, but I mean, I get it. I get it. You're that guy that needs it. You're hot. Hmm? You throw water on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking instant gratification.
Is that how that goes? Yeah.
I don't know. Like that.
Another bad analogy.
You just fucking need to satisfy that. It's either the id or the ego, something like that in your subconscious fucking brain.
I know, dude. It's been so hard to get rid of the ego. That's like the worst fucking part of it.
So for you, what would you do? Would you chew it and then swallow it, or would you just bite it in half?
Nope, I'd just swallow it like a pill. I figured it was all going in the same place.
That's strange for somebody saying you want instant gratification. It takes longer to digest if it's in the pill form rather
than
crushing.
That's what they say,
it.
But like, I just chose to not accept that part of the studies. And I believe that they digest it at the same rate. So, like, for me, it's mind over matter, I guess.
I guess. It makes sense, I guess.
It's all going to the same fucking place.
In Moe's world, it makes sense.
I guess it's smaller, so it gets in your bloodstream fat quicker. It would be the theory. But, like, if it breaks up in your stomach acid, and it gets dispersed.
God, remember, like, when you would take it, and then the first time you just... Or that instant where you first felt it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was weird. Like, when we started, we would chew it for some reason. And then put it under our tongue.
Well, Travis.
Oh, yeah. We'd put it under the tongue. We'd put it on top of the tongue.
Mookie, fucking Miles' brother, he told us, fucking, just crunch it, throw it under your tongue. It's going to taste nasty.
Yeah, just
but it just fucking
it
hits.
Down.
And that guy's been doing so many. He did so many. He was one of the first people to ever have ecstasy.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, he was, yeah, I've heard the stories.
Fuck,
he would
dude.
Be a cool person.
He'd be somebody good to have on this show. That would be good, dude. Oh my god, the stories he would fucking tell you.
I know, dude. He's probably got some good stories. The acid
the
in the
drill dough.
The acid in the fucking jacuzzi and whatever fucking hotel
dude,
he was in. At
he
the
would
time.
Go to fucking Brazil, dude. Yeah. His stories. I'm not gonna ruin him.
Anyways, he would be a great. Amazing. He would be a great guest, and he's doing his own thing. Is what's funny is. You start your own business, you do your own thing. He's happy. He's been doing his thing since fucking beginning.
Yeah.
He's always
he's
done his
fine.
Own thing.
He did all kinds of drugs and he's fine. I mean,
oh, totally.
It just depends on how much you let it control you.
You really gotta like focus on being productive human and then you can play hard.
Like the, I mean,
that's the main goal is
for example,
like staying focused.
Like the podcast we heard today that. The one Joe had the two journalists that made that documentary. What's it called?
Oh, the OxyContin Express.
The OxyContin Express.
Joe Rogan Experience. Shout out.
Yeah.
Big Joe Rogan.
Huge fan.
Huge fans. Anyways, go back.
It's like those people, you know, they get hooked on that Oxy, and they can't do anything but the Oxy.
Which is weird. Have you ever done Oxy? No, I think I talked to you about this today.
I took it once,
once,
and I didn't feel anything.
I took it once.
I'd rather have two Vicodins and a beer.
What's weird is I've taken way ecstasy, and I'm scared to take OxyContin just because I've heard of how addictive it is. And, like, I wasn't addicted to ecstasy. Like, I'm like, oh, I can get rid of this. But, like, I heard that the OxyContin is so addictive. Like, it's like a
that's heroin. Strange. I've never been really hooked on, like, any drugs, like although as great as you know the ecstasy was back in our let's say four
it was,
years
we
ago,
we weren't hooked.
Was it 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 4 years ago.
4 or 5 years ago? Five years ago.
Four
something
five
like
years
that.
Ago.
Although we did do it a lot, and a lot of people saw us as you know the people that would
we
party
were
all the time.
Pieces of shit
it,
to a lot of people. It's funny and hilarious because I like literally was a piece of shit to a couple people in this world. But, like, you really gotta, like, say, hey, where are you, what do you, I'm gonna see you doing it in 2 years anyways, motherfucker. Hey, welcome to my world, motherfucker. I just figured it out sooner than you did, you know?
Yeah, but then you figured how to stop it too, not to go to any stupid place to kill your addiction.
Yeah, but it's not even I'm addicted. It's just that I've definitely gotten into fucking tight positions in my life with drugs, but like I've always kind of like taken a step back and always like remembered like, oh, I'm graduating my school. I'm fucking trying to figure out how to control my life and have my life land on its feet. I'm trying to be passionate about things. It's all built into your fucking scheme of being a human and incorporating mind-altering substances.
So that path through there led you to where you're at now, you think?
Yeah, I think changing your view of the world allows you to appreciate more.
So by you altering your views on the pill, all the loving, all the good feeling.
Yeah, you've never been as happy as you've. I've never been as happy sober as I've ever been on ecstasy. But a lot of people would say, "Oh, that's negative. Oh, that's a bad thing. You're a fucking drug addict. Oh yeah, because you want to go back and get high again." It's like, fuck no, I was happy at 12 o'clock at night on a fucking Thursday, and you weren't, bitch. Right? Like, fuck you. Just because you're not fucking happy on the same night I'm happy.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
Yeah, we're living life. Everybody's living life moment to moment.
Yeah, I agree with that. You, on that particular night that you took it, you were on a great one.
Yeah.
The and following I day, good. And the day after that, and every day after that, you still feel great.
And I remember the moments that I felt great. And I know that I can take my... I know that my body can go back to feeling great.
So since this is an ecstasy fucking podcast... what was the best one you've ever had taken?
I know for a fact I can... I know exactly.
This is where I got fucked up. My bad. Yeah, taking a piss, and I think we were saying peach Maseratis. If you've ever had them. Yeah, exactly what it sounds like.
Their own mission, their own journey, their own entrance to this world. Everybody's fucking journey's different. Nobody's is the same, but... You'd like to keep everybody as positive and happy.
And everybody has the potential to be able to realize that within themselves when they're doing something. They're like, you know what? This really isn't getting me anywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop.
Especially if it's a negative thing in your life and you're on ecstasy and you're fucking getting in fights and wanting to murder
your children. Don't we just talk about how good ecstasy is?
That's what I'm saying. Imagine if you were on ecstasy and you're miserable.
I know. That'd be terrible.
I don't even know if that's possible. I don't even think that's possible. I'm pretty sure it's not possible.
So pretty much,
ecstasy positive is not gonna. That's not possible. Pretty
fun drug to be on when you're at a rave, when you're in Vegas, you're in a club, you're in a group of a shitload of people like Coachella.
What are you gonna do?
Or something, yeah. Right?
Or any type of festival where there's many people and you can rub as many shoulders as possible.
Or stand by giant speakers that just. Has powerful bass coming out of them. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, as long as you can...
That's fun.
Feel your face melting off it. Like, my your face is melting. Everything's good.
Or if you put on Veil of Maya and throw on pillars.
Even I think everything melts your face at a point.
Oh, man, this is funny.
It's but funny. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs. Don't
ever try to do what I've... just said.
Don't do drugs stupid. To the point that you're addicted. Drugs are okay. Just don't get addicted.
And don't get addicted. Yeah, drugs are bad. Don't do fucking drugs.
How many times are you going to say that?
All right. That bong hit.
Hopefully this was entertaining and fun. This was very entertaining for me. Thanks for having me, Mo.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
All right, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
We're going to call this one done.
Yeah, what would we call the podcast one more time? This was...
Mo's Game of Life.
Oh, the Game of Life. And we're going to have an exit for the Game of Life, so enjoy that.
All right. Yes.